Well, I'm encouraged to hear some of the research that's being done in academia because I'm here to represent industry. As it says, I'm Josh Cardos. I'm the agrotechnical manager of TriHistal. I have one slide of pictures. TriHistal is a dedicated vegetable grafting facility in Mills River, North Carolina. It was founded in 2015 by three companies, Histol from Israel, Centrosea from Italy, and Triest from the U.S. This partnership brings together decades of worldwide grafted plant production experience, as well as field support and relationships with growers. TriHistol is integral to the development of development of the grafted plant market in the U.S. And we have currently a 2.5-acre greenhouse facility, as you can see in that middle picture in the top. We have a 2.5-acre facility, 2.5-acre greenhouse that has a 30,000-square-foot production facility. We can expand. We have 40 acres of land, and we can expand to 25 acres of greenhouse. And our current production capacity is 250,000 plants a week. We anticipate producing in total 5 million plants for the coming season. Grafting brings with it many challenges, though, as I'm sure people in this room are well aware of. Producing grafted plants is a lot more difficult than standard plants. There's many steps that are involved: production of scion and rootstock, the grafting process itself, the healing, the hardening. It requires skilled labor and specialized facilities. There's additional complications in that, for example, our grafted plant facility, we produce and we ship across the country. So standard plants are normally produced very close to the final grower. There's additional costs there. Some areas of focus that would improve the adoption of grafted plant production and expand its production would be focusing on the availability and efficiency of labor. We do graft by hand. Furthermore, would be the development of new rootstocks with increased vigor and disease resistance, and research to look at rootstock and scion combinations to determine the best combinations to maximize yield for specific situations in production systems. Some additional research that we believe would be beneficial would be looking at the automation of the grafting process itself, as this is a labor-intensive process, and this would help to reduce the seasonal need for skilled labor. It would improve production efficiency, and it would reduce the cost of grafting. We do see an increase in the demand for grafted plants, for sure, but what we see is that demand is focused in concentrated weeks. So we already have weeks of peak production, and we see more and more demand during those weeks. So to give an example, for the coming season, we will actually produce 3 million plants in a 12-week window. So we're looking at producing 5 million plants for the next season, and 3 million of that would come in 12 weeks. Extremely seasonal business. So improved cultivation systems, including the use of vertical farming or indoor growing techniques, which Richard Hassel presented, are beneficial to us. Other things to enable the automation of grafting, specifically watermelon grafting, which is the majority of what we do at this point, would help to, again, reduce the cost, increase the availability, which is going to benefit growers, and we would see the adoption of grafted plants on a larger scale. So we see this market growing, but it brings with it quite some challenges that we are trying to figure out how to deal with on a production level. So thank you very much. Thank you.